Good evening. This is Circe again with another Brat Time story. Tonight I'm going to read a little essay I wrote called Christmas Greetings. I wrote it for a book I wrote with my dad called Poetry and Prose in a Pandemic, A Father and Daughter Write Out COVID-19. So I hope you enjoy this. Christmas Greetings. I have always loved Christmas letters. As a military wife with family and friends scattered all over the place, and especially before social media like Facebook was around, the only way to catch up with each other was through the annual Christmas letter. I have always believed that if you're going to spend money for a Christmas card and postage, you should include a letter in the mailing. Otherwise, you've wasted a perfectly good opportunity. Frau Menzel used to use very thin, almost onion skin-like paper on which she wrote letters. She would write on the front, on the back, and in the side margins, cramming possibly 3 letters worth of information onto a single sheet of parchment. I later realized it was because the more you wrote, the more paper you used, the more expensive the letter. So in typical German fashion, she frugally got a lot of information onto the sheet, and I guess taught me the value of a cram-packed letter. I always wrote letters to grandparents and cousins, but it wasn't until I went to college that my roommate showed me how to elevate letter writing to an art form. Patty had tons of stickers and would put stickers all over the envelopes and throughout the letters. I would see her bright and colorful creations evolve and would try to emulate them. So my first letters written from college were decorated with stickers and little drawings. They were very individualized to the person to whom I was writing. In the early 80s, when I wrote letters to stick in with our Christmas cards, I would handwrite the letter, this was before computers, and would go to a photocopy place like Kinko's and run off the Christmas letter on festive paper. If not festive, at least colored. It was pricey, but worth the once-a-year expenditure. The letters went out to my in-laws, both of our aunts and uncles, grandparents, and my parents. I tried to make them interesting, newsy, and aesthetically pleasing. Throughout the years, technology evolved, and I have many saved copies of dot matrix printed newsletters that I sent to family, even when we were stationed in Germany. Most of my friends were not regular letter writers, but most of them went to the trouble of doing an annual Christmas letter. That's back when we still sent Christmas cards, and it was a wonderful tradition. Every year, I would choose a pretty bowl in which to display all the Christmas cards. I would leave the letters folded inside. Then one afternoon, over a cup of tea or coffee, I would read the Christmas letters one at a time out loud to Bill, and we would reflect on the news and goings-on. It was a nice way to spend a winter afternoon. Sometimes we thought that our friends had far more interesting lives than we did. Sometimes we were grateful we weren't homebound like they were, caring for a sick relative. But whether their lives were full of excitement or not, we felt closer to our friends and families through their letters and cards. Throughout the years, with the advent of Facebook and email, the Christmas letter has gone by the wayside, as have the cards themselves. It's much easier to send an email or just a generic greeting on Facebook. So much is lost, in my opinion, when one doesn't take time to write out a year's worth of news and fold into a pretty card. It's absolutely true that the art of correspondence is dying. And I'm concerned we are not leaving any sort of legacy for our grandchildren and our grandchildren's grandchildren. In our museum, we have letters that date back to World War I. It's interesting to read the daily life going on in the farmhouse in Ohio or the thoughts that the service member had while fighting in the trenches of France. Without a written account, without a written record, our daily history will not be preserved. Over the past 5 years, I have noticed that more and more my friends do not send greeting cards or letters. Part of it is that we're all very busy. We don't have time to sit and compose a letter. Part of it is that cards and postage prices have risen, and part of it is, I think, people don't think other people are interested in their ordinary lives. One of my most cherished holiday traditions of sipping tea and reading Christmas cards aloud has vanished, and like most of the holidays in adulthood, another tradition has lost its luster. Christmas is more or less just another day, just another memory of a better time, and a reminder that in the big scheme of things, we aren't worth making time for each other. While some people sneer at the concept of an annual Christmas letter, I mourn its demise. So many of our cherished traditions have been cast aside. Technology has made them redundant, and the act of writing and sharing, reading and cherishing across the miles is gone. So tonight, think back how the annual Christmas letter has evolved or changed since when you were little. Did your mom and dad have a list and they checked it and wrote who had given them a card from the year before or who had not? Did you have to lick all the stamps? I hated licking stamps. They tasted so nasty. What beautiful memories do you have of Christmases past? What traditions have you brought forward for your own families? So, good night, sleep tight, and I'll talk soon.